नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak.
As reports of non-availability of cash at ATMs across the country kept pouring in through the day, the Reserve Bank of India in a statement on Tuesday clarified that there is no shortage of currency. The central bank noted logistical issues and non-replenishment of ATMs as the reason behind the cash crunch. However, former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram lashed out at the RBI, saying the shortage was caused due to arbitrary control on cash supply. The centre on Tuesday stepped in quickly to allay fears of a possible cash crunch with ATMs running dry or not working in several states and said that all steps are being taken to ensure that ATMs are supplied with cash. Several days after the body of an 11-year-old girl who was raped and murdered and dumped in Gujarat's Surat was recovered, the police finally identified her as a resident of Andhra Pradesh. She had allegedly gone missing 7 months ago and her body, which was recovered recently with 86 injuries on it, was identified by her father. The defense counsel in the Kathua rape and murder case attacked the Jammu and Kashmir police's probe into the brutal rape and murder of an 8-year-old girl, saying the investigation was led by a woman officer and that it was beyond her intelligence to work on this case. The statement comes after Shwetambri Sharma, the lone woman in the special investigative team of the crime branch, spoke out on the hurdles she faced while uncovering the gory details of the minor's abduction, rape and subsequent death. When the charge sheet was filed in the Kathua rape murder case and the gruesome details of the horror that had unfolded with the child came to light, the uproar surrounding the case soon split the village into two furious camps. One that firmly believed that there's a conspiracy to unfairly tarnish the village's reputation by outsiders. The other were the Gujars and the Bakarwals, the community to which the girl belonged, who believed the rape and murder was done because the victim was from a minority community. Read how the brutal rape and murder of a child remains wiped off from Kathua's memory. A day ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's UK visit, News 18 has accessed a video of most wanted Sikh Khalistani terrorist Paramjit Singh Pamma openly leading a protest campaign against the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mahatma Gandhi in London has surfaced. Pamma is part of Babbar Khalsa International and has been in the most wanted list of NIA for bomb blasts and killings in Punjab. Since the year 2000, Pamma has taken political asylum in the UK. After the death of influential Karnataka MLA K.S. Puttanaiya in February this year, his 40-year-old son Darshan has decided to follow his father's footsteps. He has quit his job in a US tech firm in order to contest the 2018 Karnataka elections so that he can take forward his father's vision for the region. Vishwa Hindu Parishad accused Muslims of land jihad, claiming that Muslim locals were taking over houses of Hindu residents in Ahmedabad. The houses in question were part of a housing complex called Varsha Society, where a Muslim builder is said to have taken up redevelopment on a 4-story building that stood there. 4 people, including 2 teenage girls, were arrested after an international drug racket was busted in Kolkata on Saturday. The racket was busted by the Narcotics Control Bureau and is the second big such haul from the city recently. The Supreme Court has raised red flags against the threat of misuse of Aadhaar data by entities which were getting Aadhaar details authenticated by the UIDAI. The warning comes against the backdrop of the Cambridge Analytica data leak scandal in which Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg recently testified. A Jodhpur court allowed Salman Khan to travel abroad days after convicting him in the 1992 Black Buck killing case. He was sentenced to 5 years in jail but returned to Mumbai after he was let out on a bond of Rs 50,000 and 2 sureties of Rs 25,000 each. The actor had sought the permission of the Jodhpur court to fly to 4 nations including Nepal, USA and Canada. 30-year-old Canadian rapper Kendrick Lamar made history by becoming the first rapper to win the prestigious Pulitzer Prize for his 2017 album, Damn. Agree or disagree? The Rashtra Swayam Sevak Sangh seems to be more worried about the Indianness of Air India rather than the success of its sale to a private player. Or is it batting for Indian Airlines, which has already said they won't be interested in placing bids under the current bid conditions? By warning the Modi government against selling Air India to majority foreign owned bidders, the Rashtra Swayam Sevak Sangh has possibly thrown another spanner in the works. On Real. People gathered on Sunday in New Delhi against the rape and murder of an 8-year-old in Kathua, Jammu and Kashmir. Protesters carried banners demanding justice and action against those playing politics over the child's rape and killing. Violent crimes against women and girls have been on the rise in India despite tough laws enacted in 2013. Watch glimpses of the protest on News 18.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.